ATR, InfoWorld VQ.
KC, I'll be back in a little bit. N0TR.
Tom, good morning to you. InfoWorld VQ, crossband repeat. I forgot to say that.
Good morning, Patrick. Just wanted to say good morning. Can't stay long.
I understand. Good morning, Shane. Hope you're having a good day so far.
Starting, so we'll see. It looks a little better than yesterday. I'll talk to you later. You be safe out there. N4ZLK.
KO4HK. Clear.
DFK4XP.
Patrick, you're still there, and Shane, and 0TR. Are you still there in 0TR?
You're here. I fixed to say, you know what? I called you and you said you'd be back at breakfast, but you called somebody else. I don't get it. N4OVQ.
Excuse me, OVQ in 0TR. Well, I'll show you where you stand, buddy. No, Patrick runs a route and he's mobile, and Shane runs a route for UPS, and so I thought I'd grab them real quick and say good morning, because they can't always talk, Stacy, and then I was going to call you next, but I just figured you'd just jump right in the middle of it if we was talking, sir, so my apologies.
And I probably would have, too. It's all good, Tom. I'm just sitting out back watching the birds, just doing the same thing. I got off Tuesday. I sit here all day yesterday. It's too hot to go do anything. They're having a block party down in the town of Anderson tonight, but I'm not going. I'm not going to go down there in 100 degrees and sit out there. I'm just not going to do it. I stayed in the house mostly all day yesterday. I'd come out a time or two, but it's just too blame hot.
Wait, buddy. That's horrible. Well, we're going to go get some straw for the garden, and I'll pick up some chicken feed while I'm there. What else was you going down to Lowe's for, Mom? Fertilizer for the tomatoes, if they don't get all burned up in the next few days. But that's the plan of the day, as we used to call it. And it's just, I just couldn't stay outside any time yesterday. It's extremely dangerous. They say it's as bad as if it's below zero out there, you know, in recognition of the heat compared to the cold. And I just can't do it. I can't get my breath. But this morning, we woke up at 6 o'clock, and I got shaved and ready to go outside, and Bernice was already out there ahead of me, and she was watering the tomatoes and feeding them, and I went out and fed the chickens and watered the chickens, and I turned their fans on continuous. They were on a fan that come on at 9 o'clock and went off at 9, but I felt sorry for them, so I turned it on continuous. Now, they don't draw that much. They only draw 0.13 amps. So, we ought to have happier chickens, and then I did a little work on the chicken pen. Bernice picked raspberries, and we come on inside.
Good deal. Well, I was going to ask you, I want to get me some chickens. My landlord, he's got about 30 chickens down here. He lives on down past me. But he got 6 turned loose. They all hens. And they come up here and eat the seed that's fell down off my bird feeders. And I was going to ask him, you know, I only get me a couple of chickens. You know, I want some eggs. The eggs is getting where you don't want to buy. But what kind of chickens you got, Tom? And 4OVQ, cross band repeat.
Fine business on all. Copied it good. You got a good signal in today. We had several different varieties over the years here, and Bernice got speckled Sussex the last time, and they lay regular. They're real good layers. And they lay kind of a old light, or I guess you'd call it tan, would you? A light tan egg, more or less leaning towards the white. And then we had two roosters, so we took them back and traded them back to him because his is guaranteed the place we get them at. And he's a real nice gentleman. And so he gave us two that was about a year old. And one of them was called a Black Australop. They're a mixed breed from Australia, and they're coal black, and they're kind of iridescent in the sun. They're a pretty chicken. So the other day, I give the six Sussex we had on, we have two pens out there, we give them to Chad, and he took them up and put them in with his and said they're doing just fine. And Bernice wanted these Black Australops, so I ordered six of them. Eight of them, by golly, she says. And his are a little bit more money, and you got to go up to Black Rock to get them, which is, it's a beautiful drive back to his house. But the idea is they're 8 weeks old. You don't have to raise them from a chick. And if you buy them at Tractor Supply or someplace like that, there's nothing wrong with that. But the bad thing is you're going to get some roosters in there, too. And about the only thing you can do is eat them. I don't care to do that anymore. Not when we buy chicken, we don't have to butcher them. We did that when we was kids, and Bernice did too on the farm. But anyways, they lay 309 eggs a year, and they're the biggest, nicest brown eggs you ever did see. And I'll give you the way to look at them, if you want, Stacy, and you can get what you want. It's called the Chicken Man, and he's up at Flat Rock, I should say. I don't know if I said Black Rock. It's Flat Rock, North Carolina. And they're a little more money because they're 8 weeks old and fully feathered, and you can just put them outside and forget about them, you know. In your pen or wherever you want to keep them. We can't let them out here or the hawks will get them in 4OVQ and 0TR. In 0TR.
I hope if you had a rooster that laid 309 eggs, so I put a comma in there somewhere over.
It says they lay about 309 eggs a year. Most other chickens, when they go molting, they stop laying for a couple of months. And the reason they do that is the protein in the feed that you give them goes to recreating their feathers instead of creating eggs.
Tom, we were talking about roosters. It's hard for me to see a rooster laying 309 eggs. I wish you'd have separate that up a little bit, over.
Well, we had ours switched over to go along with the Democrats, Stacey.
As Debbie would say, shoot a monkey. Lord have mercy, but anyway, it's just something I've been thinking about. You know, you got about six running around the neighborhood here, which don't bother nothing, but I was going to ask him, hey, let me get a couple, but you don't have to have a rooster to have some laying hens, right?
That's correct. You don't have to have a rooster. And if you Google the Chicken Man, he answers every question in the world that you want on his website. And his name is Amon or Amon. He goes by either one, A-M-E-N, like in the Bible. And just a wonderful family man up there. But that drive over there to Flat Rock is one of the prettiest I've ever seen. I just dream of riding through there on a motorcycle, which I don't have anymore.
I don't either. I rode for about a year, Tom, here 5 or 6 years ago, and I figured out that I'm too old for that. You just don't know what the other person's going to do, but I was on here yesterday morning, and I run across a guy I can't even tell you his call because he's had it changed, but his name is Damon. And he drives a truck, and he made my day yesterday. I hadn't heard Damon probably in a couple years, 3 years, somewhere thereabout. Could even been four, but he made my day yesterday.
It's always nice to meet an old friend on there. I talked to a fella in Kuwait the other day, and he's not a close friend or nothing like that. He's from Kuwait, and he took the time to say, "Oh, Tom, we haven't talked since 2016. Well, with these computers, you can bring that up, you know. But it's shocking when you're talking on HF, and he took the time out just to talk, about family and things like that. I can't remember what all. But most of the time, DXers don't do that. And he spoke fluent English. And they're probably pretty appreciative of the United States after Saddam took them over one time. But he had a gorgeous station. But being an old fella, I meet people like that now and then on the radio. And, well, we haven't talked since yada, yada, yada. And it just shocks you. How far back? It might be 20 years or so, you know. And I always enjoy that. So I'm glad you made that contact, Station.
Probably over, I think Damon is over around in your area, somewhere over in there. So he's not far away, but he drives some kind, I think it's one of them pumper trucks that goes around, blah, blah, blah. But, good man, and I enjoyed talking to him. Matter of fact, when he hollered at me, he didn't tell me who it was, and I said, "This can't be Damon." And he said, "Mr. Stacy, it is." I said, "Lord, have mercy." So, but it was all good. Yeah, I like to do that. And old Bob, what about Bob? You know, I used to have an uncle, we'd be talking about extra, but what about Bob? Do you know anything about Bob?
I haven't heard him in a long time on this repeater. I just don't know. I know he was taking care of his dad and brought him down to his house and moved him in. And he's been real busy, but it's been a month or two, but I hate to even mention it. With all the QRM going on here, I imagine he just quit talking on this repeater, if I had to guess.
That's kind of out of the way, I would think. I mean, Bob, last time I heard from him, he texted me at Christmas and said, "Merry Christmas." And that was just in a text on the phone, and I haven't heard him on the radio. N4OVQ, crossband repeat.
GR. Well, I think of him a lot. I got an Elmer Award from him up on the wall there, and that's one of my good possessions down there in the radio room. And I think of him every time I look at that. He sent me that one time when he first got started. And he's a very, very fine, exemplary ham. And, wow, what a station that boy's got, I'm telling you. We always spar back and forth like a couple of roosters every time I hear him. He always, he'll always say, "Well, that's one." And he'll give me three, you know. And we have a lot of fun with that, and I miss him, but I'm just guessing. I don't know, but you stay safe out there today, Stacy. That heat will kill you as quick as anything else. I got to go back out and put up another tripod and water the other side of the lawn. I'm not going to mow it, even if it gets too high during this extreme weather. I guess we're going to get a little relief with the humidity Saturday and Sunday. and Sunday being Father's Day. So I don't know what the plan is there. I don't really give a hoot about Father's Day, but the kids do. They usually all call, or Amy will have a meal or something. I just don't know what the plan of the day is there.
Well, I miss Bob too, and you know, I just want to think that I had an Elmer thing from him, blah, 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 because Bob helped me out a lot. I'd been on radio for years, but I had been out of it. But I ran across Bob, and we got to talking, and we ended up, and I've been to his house several times. And I went up there and ate with him. He did some work for me on my laptop and that kind of stuff. But anyway, I'll try to see if I can get in touch with him. I hope everything's good, you know, as far as that goes. But Bob's always been a good one. The last time I seen him was at the Anderson Ham Fest. That's probably been 4 years ago, something there about. 2 years ago, I did talk to him. I went to that town.
No, you're all right. Sound like you might have a little microphone switch problem, but not drastic by any means.
We can go, Tom. Good hearing you, and just wanted to aggravate you a little bit this morning. Y'all stay out to eat. Tell Miss Bernice I said hey, and y'all have a good day. NVRN4OVQ.
Yeah, the pleasure's all mine, sir. And come on up sometime and visit, and you're always welcome, you know that. I probably wouldn't recognize you. I think the last time I seen you was at Shelby. but Bernice said to tell you hi. And, I wanted to tell you, we went up there to that place that you love so much years past with your girlfriend, and at Harrah's up north. And I know you're going to ask if we want anything. And the only way I know how to describe it is we had a trailer, and we had this four-legged animal in it with a long tail, and it goes, yee-haw, like that, you know. And we left it up there.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's probably the best thing to do. But anyway, and I just talked to Miss Debbie just a little bit ago. You know, y'all met her at Shelby, and you're right, Tom. I think that's the last time I've seen you. But y'all have a good day. I'll talk to you later. N4OBQ, cross and repeat. I'm clear, but listening.
Well, that's the only way I know how to, on the repeater, describe how we lost our four-legged animal up there, you might say, hypothetically. Take care, buddy. N4OBQ, N0OTR, headed outside reluctantly to set up the other sprinkler. Clear.